Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear today with highs around 95. Winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 65. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High of 84. Clear skies and dry Wednesday and Thursday. Mid-80s Wednesday. Upper 90s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 68.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The KCC holds its final public hearing on Evergy's proposed rate hike. Tonight's hearing at 6 p.m. at Washburn Tech in Topeka, but you can join virtually. A man suspected in the deadly shooting is in custody after an hours-long standoff in southeast Wichita. It began Sunday morning, lasted nearly 7 hours. The standoff ended when SWAT fired chemical munitions into the home to force the man out. Missouri's governor signs a bill that would cover half the cost of new stadiums for the Chiefs and the Royals. It's in response to Kansas's offer, which would cover up to 70% of stadium costs if either team relocated. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A 30-year-old Plainville man was sentenced to more than 13 years in prison on Friday in Rooks County District Court for rape and sexual assault. Brian Moran was initially arrested in September 2024 for 8 felony counts and 2 misdemeanor charges for a series of incidents that occurred August 23rd through the 26th in Plainville, and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation assisted with the investigation. According to court documents, Moran held the victim with whom he was in a relationship against her will on multiple occasions, and he kicked and hit the victim in the head, threatened her with an axe, struck her with a light bulb and a piece of wood, and strangled her multiple times. On April 22, 2025, Rooks County Prosecutor Danielle Muir filed an amended complaint with the district court, and on April 28, Moran accepted a plea agreement. And under the plea agreement, Moran agreed to plead guilty to rape, aggravated sexual battery, and aggravated domestic battery, which are all felonies, and the other charges were dropped. With only one prior misdemeanor battery conviction, Moran faced a total of 161 months, or about 13 years and 5 months in prison with the Kansas Department of Corrections. According to the amended complaint, Moran, on 2 occasions, raped or forced the victim to engage in sexual intercourse, and Moran also committed sexual battery on the victim when she was unable to give consent during the same 2 incidents. The final count, aggravated domestic battery, combined all of the prior reported crimes from August 23rd to the 26th, 2024, into one charge. On Friday, Moran appeared in the Ellis County Courthouse in front of District Judge Curtis Brown, who handed down the 161-month sentence, with the judge saying to Moran that with what he did, the sentence doesn't make it any better, it doesn't heal, but it does serve justice. Moran was remanded back into the custody of the Rooks County Sheriff's Department and will be transferred to the Kansas Department of Corrections. On Friday, a 3-judge appeals court panel reversed a lower court ruling that blocked changes to gender markers on Kansas driver's licenses, and the ACLU of Kansas called the appeals court ruling a victory for transgender Kansans. The case goes back to July 2023 when Kansas's Attorney General Chris Kobach filed a lawsuit in state court against the government agency that issues driver's licenses. And at that time, Kobach asked the court to agree that state law prohibits transgender Kansans from changing their gender markers on their driver's licenses. The judge hearing that case then blocked Governor Kelly's administration from allowing changes to gender markers while the case advanced. In a news release providing background on the issue surrounding gender identity and state issue identification, the ACLU of Kansas reported being part of the effort to intervene in the case on behalf of five transgender Kansans. Kobach has 30 days to appeal the court's latest ruling in the case. Three adults and a child were injured in an accident just after 5:30 p.m. on Friday in Trigo County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 1993 Ford Ranger, driven by 69-year-old Gregory J. Kroger of Ellis, was northbound on 400 Avenue, 2 miles west of Ellis, when the driver failed to yield at Old Highway 40. The pickup struck a westbound 2001 Subaru Forester, driven by 32-year-old Crystal Y. Hoffert of Ellis, in between the driver's and rear doors, and after the impact, the Subaru spun around and rolled into the north ditch. EMS transported Hoffert and passengers, 40-year-old James D. Hoffert of Hayes, and a 10-year-old girl to Trigo County Lemke Memorial Hospital. Kroger had a minor injury and was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Wetlands Education Center is offering three drop-in nature craft workshops this summer, and these come-and-go style activities will be held from 1 to 4 p.m. No registration is required for these free programs, and there will also be a short science lesson that fits the theme of the craft that will help kids gain appreciation for the natural world. The workshops will be held Friday, June 20th, to craft adorable felt bees, on Thursday, July 3rd, to design unique twig frames, and Friday, July 11th, to learn the art of macrame feathers, weaving, and knotting techniques. You can visit the center between now and Tuesday, August 12th, to pick up a free copy of the Kansas Wetlands Education Center Summer 2025 Get Outside Guide, and this booklet includes more than a dozen suggested outdoor activities for you and your family. From do-it-yourself bird feeders to planting wildflower seeds for pollinators and monitoring the moon phases, there's a lot of fun to be had at the Kansas Wetlands Education Center, local parks, or your own backyard. Kansas Wetlands Education Center, affiliated with Fort Hays State University's Worth College of Science, Technology, and Mathematics, is located 10 miles northeast of Great Bend at the Cheyenne Bottoms Wildlife Area. And for more information, you can visit wetlandscenter.fhsu.edu. In Nebraska news, charges against a woman charged in the death of her baby have been dismissed. Phelps County court records show that prosecutors moved to dismiss charges against Elania Netfield, who had been charged with two counts of intentional child abuse, and the motion seeks to dismiss the case with prejudice, meaning it cannot be refiled. Court records do not indicate why the case was dismissed. According to Holdridge Police, staff at Good Samaritan Hospital in Kearney reported a 5-month-old girl was taken to the emergency room in May of 2024, and they said medical staff determined that the young girl had severe trauma related to child abuse. In June of 2024, the infant passed away at the Children's Hospital in Omaha. The baby's father, Jason Ruminga, has also been charged with those counts, as well as intentional child abuse resulting in death, and he's set to be sentenced on August 21st. On Wednesday afternoon, the Nebraska State Patrol was alerted that a homicide suspect from Chicago was driving through Nebraska in a semi-trailer, and according to the State Patrol, troopers were able to find the semi after it exited I-80 and parked at a business south of the interstate. Troopers found the driver, 34-year-old Isaiah McGinnis of Tinley Park, Illinois, and arrested him without incident. He was lodged in the Lincoln County Jail on an active warrant for homicide in Cook County, Illinois, and the State Patrol is working with the United States Marshals Service and the Chicago Police Department on this case. Weather permitting, a mill and fill project is due to begin today, June 16th, on Nebraska Highway 89, or N89, according to the Nebraska Department of Transportation. Mill and fill is a process of removing deteriorated asphalt in preparation for placing an asphalt patch to improve the roadway surface and drivability. State maintenance forces will be performing a mill and fill from reference post 25 to reference post 26, starting at the N47 junction. and this work is anticipated to take 3 days, where the traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board meeting that was held on June 10th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by John Griffiths. The members present included Andrew Black, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Dale Jacobson, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, Julie Peterson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, Amy Levine, the administrative assistant, and 2 members of the public. The May meeting minutes were then approved. 2 members of the public were seeking a letter of support from a home loan program regarding a house they are building in Norton County beginning in the spring of 2026, and the board passed the motion to provide the letter of support. With many updates to provide the board, the director opened with the community service tax credits, to which he advised that their application to the state CSP program had been accepted. And he provided the board with a letter from the Kansas Department of Commerce detailing the award. Mr. Goslin then relayed that he will be receiving some formal training on the program to fully ascertain all the parameters therein. Next up, Dallas moved on to discuss the bipartisan infrastructure law, infrastructure investment federal funding program, to which they're applying for grant funds in partnership with 4 other counties. With it being such a comprehensive grant, Dallas has advised the board that the participating counties had elected to use a grant writer and asked for approval of Norton's portion of the invoice. A motion was then made and passed. Dallas then provided an update regarding the ESD, advising that they had received official timeline projections and that the work will officially begin this week. A member of the board then suggested that they might want to have a groundbreaking ceremony, not only to commemorate what has been a massive undertaking, but also to take the opportunity to release news and updates to Norton County residents. After some discussion, it was agreed that it would be advantageous for the community, and a date would be set in the coming week. For the final matter of old business, the director recapped his progress with NRP. He advised the board that it had been passed by USD 211, USD 212, USD 326, the City of Norton, the City of Almena, and the City of Lenora. Mr. Goslin informed the board that he has another meeting in the coming weeks to discuss it with another taxation district in the county, and going forward, he will begin to arrange meetings with some of the smaller taxation districts to bring them on board. The first matter of new business was budget modification for 2026, with only a few modest adjustments being made. The board called for an executive session at 6:30 to discuss adjustments to personnel service, and at 6:35, the executive session concluded with all of the adjustments being briefly discussed, and a motion was then made and approved for all budgetary adjustments. Finally, Dallas discussed the upcoming Norton County Community Foundation Match Day, stating that the Norton Development Corporation, which is facilitating ongoing work with the upcoming daycare facility, will be available to make matching fund donations. With no questions regarding the director's report and with no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:44 p.m. The Kansas Department of Transportation is due to begin work on a bridge repair project along U.S. 36 in Cheyenne County this week. The crews will be repairing the South Fork Republican River Bridge, located approximately 1.5 miles west of St. Francis. The traffic will be reduced to 1 lane through the work zone and directed by a temporary traffic signal, and motorists should anticipate delays of up to 15 minutes during the project. This work is expected to be completed in September, conditions permitting. Massive Christian burial for Wade Bowman, 55, of Bushnell, Illinois, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, June 21st, at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in New Almelo, Kansas, and interment will follow in the St. Joseph's Cemetery in New Almelo. Memorial contributions are suggested to the Peyton Bowman Education Fund or to the Bushnell Fire and Rescue Squad, and condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 95 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between midnight and 5 a.m., and increasing clouds with a low around 65 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 84. And on Tuesday night, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy Tuesday night with a low around 58. I'll be back with more of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 85. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 96. On Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 107 and breezy. On Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 106 and breezy. And on Sunday, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 98 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 70 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is south at 13 with gusts to 18 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94. The dew point is 64 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Last year, the Chiefs drafted safety Jaden Hicks, and towards the end of the year, he was able to get on the field. And guess what? He also learned a thing or two along the way from former Chief Justin Reed, who's now with the Saints. Hicks spoke during OTAs this week about how Reed helped him.
I think I'm a lot more comfortable this year. There's obviously still room to grow, still room to, you know, learn. But I think Jay Reed was a great help, you know, helped me get everything under myself. And just, you know, just keep stacking the days, keep getting better each day. And I think that's the most important thing for this year. You know, kind of playing the role that he's playing this year. So he really did a great job taking me under his wing, you know, just being savvy, know how to disguise the defense a lot. And that's a big part of our scheme and just getting the disguises. So he did a really good job with that and, you know, just setting a good example, you know, for what I should look up to.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Wheat growers of Kansas, it's time to push performance with Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4699 with Fusarium head blight tolerance and WB4792 with Wheat Streak Mosaic virus tolerance. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.